Definitely. I mean, it's part of the preparation. It's not the first time it's happened to us. Not the first time it's happened to us versus the Minnesota Vikings. So, I mean, we'll continue our preparation and be ready to go, regardless of who plays quarterback.
Are they similar enough that it wouldn't change a whole lot? Or?
Well, I mean, they've played four games, you know, in a new system. So, you know, I'm sure they have things that they prefer to do with each quarterback. But I think conceptually, that's what you have to stay focused on.
Do you know why you draw a ponder? Obviously, you know, I'm probably a little bit better than you know, Bridgewater. Maybe it's a little different. Or is there any similarity between the situation where you guys did a ponder left in the playoffs a couple of years ago?
Well, they're both athletic quarterbacks. But you know, once again, I think it's the first year of the offense. We're really focused on, you know, conceptually what they're doing, run protection in the passing game.
Like, how much do they look like the North Turner offense or Mike Zimmer defense, or how much do they look like the Vikings used to?
Oh, I think they're definitely different. You know, it's Norris offense, and you see some more. You know, some more quick screens and things, and they're doing a good job featuring their perimeter players. And you definitely can see, you know, Mike Zimmer's fingerprints on the defense.
Mike Zimmer had some pretty good success with the Bengals against you guys. What is it about his system that makes it difficult, and has he been able, you said you see some of that, but obviously it's different personnel, so how quickly have they...
No, I have a lot of respect for Mike. I always enjoyed competing against him as a coordinator, you know, back when he was at Dallas, you know, Atlanta, and in Cincinnati. So, I mean, he always challenges you schematically. He's an aggressive coach. So it's always fun to compete in those kind of games. So you can see their pressure packages, and there's definitely some carryover from the places he's been in the past.
Mike, a couple of players have said lately that offense is still kind of figuring out who they are and who they're going to be this season.
I don't know why the heck they're saying that. I mean,
do you disagree with that? Is that, you know?
I think that's more for you guys, frankly. Yeah, I think we know who we are. We like to play longer Thursday night. That's what we're focused on.
Mike, what do you need to do to get more production out on the running game?
Excuse me?
Production out of the running game. What do you have to focus on this week?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, in our run game is we got to get the attempts up. So we need to keep generating first downs. And, you know, anytime you have a successful run game, you're definitely pushing 30 attempts. You know, we haven't been close to that yet. And so, you know, that's the way I've always viewed it.
So, Mike, who do you think you are? Who do you think your identity is offensively at this point? If you're not to the 75 place game you want to be at, what do you think you are?
I mean, it's four games. We have the ability to run the football. You know, we have the ability to throw the football. We have the ability to play fast. That's the way we prefer to play. So we have a quarterback that keeps us in clean plays. It's just really trying to line up and play as fast as we can and let our fundamentals take over.
Mike, how much of that is part of that is moving guys around? You were able to move Jordy around some spots, Randall around. Do you continue to do that and evolve as the season goes on?
Well, I mean, we always have. I mean, this mechanics of how we run our offense, this is the way we've been playing. This is our third year with this approach. Our receivers, really the strength of the receiver group the whole time I've been here is every receiver is able to play all four positions, and that's obviously true with this year's group. So we've always moved guys around. The ability to play no huddle, and you know, guys don't have to worry about left side, right side, or specific position. Maybe a play takes them to in a slot, out of slot. Those are all the different combinations that you know we've always had. Hopefully, we're using more of them.
Mike, was there anything different with how Randall approached last week's game? And how pleased were you with how he recovered from that outing in Detroit and played in Chicago?
Randall's a tireless worker. He's a true pro. He was that way at a young age. So his rookie year, he's clearly was one of the most impressive rookies from a maturity standpoint that we've had come through the doors. So he's the same guy every day. I mean, the performance of prior games, it may give you more motivation I never have seen him need more urgency in his approach. So he's a very consistent professional.
Mike, what do you know about these running backs from Minnesota? You're obviously used to facing Adrian Peterson. They got different guys.
Good players, tough. Just downhill. Very, very impressed with the Atlanta game. The ability to, you know, run inside and bring it out to second level. So I think they got an outstanding 1-2 punch.
Mike, speaking of 1-2 two punches. James didn't get a carry offensively until the end of the game. Was that a conscious attempt to try and get Eddie going, or?
No, that was, frankly, that was poor management by myself. That shouldn't have happened. So I think the game was obviously different the way it sorted out. So we didn't have a lot of long drives. But that's not the focus. James Stark should touch the football every single game. So that will not happen again.
Like, at what point do you start to pay attention to the weather forecast in terms of game?
Well, you know, we have our – this is kind of a Thursday for us. And with that, we always report on the rain. So I'm aware there's rain, the weather. I'm aware there's rain out there. So wet ball drills and things like that will – we'll hit that tomorrow, tomorrow's practice. But, you know, we never really worry about it. And we're blessed to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We kind of get all the weather up here, so.
Mike, in reviewing the Bear game, in your opinion, why did the run defense struggle so badly in the first half? And what can you do in a short week to really shore that up?
Well, we're focused on the things that we can improve on, you know, run defense and everything. From the Chicago game. So we had a very upbeat practice today, had some individual drills, and so we were able to focus on some of our fundamentals.
Two more, please. And Mike, you've coached at least three great quarterbacks with Montana and Rodgers and Favre. Do great quarterbacks make great wide receivers, or do they need really good players? I mean, obviously, Aaron's got a couple now. He's had a lot, so has Brett. But how's that dynamic work?
Well, I mean, the reality, I didn't coach Joe Montana. I was fortunate enough to work with him. I know, you know, so, you know, Joe probably fell out of his chair right now. But it was great to be around him as a young coach. But, the quarterback position is the most important position in football, in my opinion. Obviously, it can impact the game more than any other position in football. So I think he can definitely make a receiver group better. I think there's no question about that. But, you know, they can't do it without a receiver group. And that's where I think the way our receivers have always been coached and trained here. And we've been very blessed to have the talent and guys that are able to play all four positions. I mean, it really makes game planning and the operation of how you want to play a lot easier. So you need both, but, you know, a great quarterback definitely can impact a football game.
Mike, I know there are a lot of negatives short week. I mean, is maybe one of the positives that you get a chance to build on some momentum from Sunday? Obviously, you guys played real well offensively.
Yeah, good point. We felt good when coming back on the plane, you know, Sunday. And Monday was, you know, we got a lot of work done yesterday. I was actually very pleased with the amount of work we were able to get done as far as the walkthroughs and the meetings. Today there was a ton of energy. So it's definitely there's more positive juice in the air. I mean, you know, everybody understands how hard it is to win a game in this league. So, but at the end of the day, Sunday was Sunday, and Thursday games, you got to turn that thing around. And I think our players have been really dialed in since, you know, Monday when we started. So every game is a different adventure. It's a different challenge, and national TV, you know, division game. So it's good to be home, but we're really focused on these guys. I was very impressed with the Vikings against Atlanta.
Chris, last one.
Mike, is it, without another practice this week, is it at all realistic to think that guys who couldn't practice today and have a shot at playing?
Well, no, we're practicing tomorrow. Tomorrow is, from a meeting schedule for us, is a Friday, and then we're going to have a Saturday practice tomorrow. Chris, yes.
So there's still a chance for those guys who didn't go today?
Absolutely, yes.
First 7 to 30, first 7 to 30.